New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ20カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 20 countdown on Japan Top
10. Welcome back to Japan Top 10. Today, we have Japan Top 10, Top 20 of 2024. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Shauna. And we are very excited to bring you some of the best songs of 2024. Now, I'm really excited for this set list because, needless to say, some of my all-time favorite artists have absolutely paved the way for Japanese music in 2024. So, little nostalgia memory lane here. For the year, this is like the Spotify Wrapped for our show, right, at this point. So very excited to see it.
Plus, unlike Spotify Wrapped, we're not going to give you all the numbers, so you don't have to feel self-conscious for listening to so much J-pop this year. However, we'll give you some fun facts and maybe a deep dive into some of your favorite artists.
Absolutely. And we have a quick announcement. So do you want to join our team? Because we are looking for various staff members, including an audio editor, an on-air host, to join our podcast. So, you know, if you love talking about Japanese music or you have a flair with audio editing, come and join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. You can check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details. And so I guess without further ado, Vicky, if you're as excited for this episode as I am, I say we jump right into it.
I agree. So I guess if we want to start with our top 20, we can say ikimasho.
To kind of begin our little journey back in time, no better way to kind of begin, we have Back Number with their song To New Lovers.
Number 10.
Hikari ga tojiru you ni aenai hito ga mata fuete mo otona ni narenakatta sore wo dare ni mo ienai de iru suteki na mono wo daiji na mono wo kakae kirenai kurai ni moratta no ni yubi saki de kumo wo nazotte boku ni wa知ってる自分じゃできやしないけど君には優しくあれと願い祈る似合ってなんかいなくて何もかも足りないのに投げ出し方もわかんなくてここI'm 君が色を塗れるように指先で雲をなぞって僕にはもう見えないもの描く君にかける言葉があるとしても僕にはとても探せない
And you just heard To New Lovers by Back Number. Back Number is a three-piece rock band that was formed in 2004.
The song To New Lovers was written by the guitarist and vocalist Iori Shimizu. It was written for the TV drama Umi no Hajimare, or The Beginning of the Sea.
Now, okay, I will talk about The Beginning of the Sea later because this is a drama that has my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the producer of the show, Ken Murase, knew he wanted Back Number to play the song from the planning stages of the TV show. And, you know, after reading the script for the first 9 episodes and many discussions with the producer, Two New Lovers is finished and the song was broadcast for the first time on July 11th. Now, quickly talking about The Beginning of the Sea, when I say I sobbed during this, like, drama, I sobbed. It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
I sobbed too, but I was next to the sea. So I'm like, okay, wait a second. I can't cry next to the sea. I can't add more water to the seas.
The irony really hit there. But, you know, oh, this was beautiful. And I love the amount of planning that went into making this the perfect song for this anime, because for this drama, because it truly is the perfect song. You know, it just brings about the emotions and, you know, the confusion and the love and the loss and, love it.
You summarized it beautifully because I would give spoilers. So we're not going to talk about spoilers, but
yes.
If you have not watched it, put it on your 2025 bucket list.
Definitely worth the watch.
And if you still have your 2024 bucket list, you might want to say goodbye. See you someday. Because at 9, we have Goodbye, See You Someday by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 9.
Mo
Goodbye. See you someday. Bye, Kinchi Yonezu. So, Kinchi Yonezu is a singer-songwriter who began creating music as a Vocaloid producer in 2009. So, another Vocaloid J-pop crossover. He made his solo debut in 2012 with his album Diorama, and his major debut came the next year with his single Santa Maria.
And, you know, Kenshi Yonezu, again, another household name in the modern J-pop scene. This song, Goodbye, See You Someday, was written for the NHK morning drama Tora ni Tsubasa or Tiger with Wings. And, you know, when it came to the song, Kenshi said, I never imagined that I, who spends all my time living in the middle of the night, would be writing a song for a morning drama. You know, he created the song with the enthusiasm of something you can listen to every morning. And you know, we love a man who, you know, the humor of it really kicked in. And this is such an upbeat song.
Maybe this song will make him become a morning person.
I don't think that's happening. But, you know, hopefully, right? It's a morning song for others. Maybe not for him, but he made it for the people.
Yeah, plus it's also a good springtime song because the song Goodbye, See You Someday or Sayonara, Mata Itsuka was released on April 8th, a week after it was revealed on the show's first episode. Upon release, it was ranked number one on streaming sites and earned 29 titles on both the daily and real-time rankings.
So, you know, I guess people are waking up to this song, right? Because it's clearly a bit of a fan favorite.
And it's on NHK, so if you can't run away from the NHK people asking you to pay, or if you're watching NHK because it's on your workplace TV, this song will get caught in your head quite easily.
I mean, definitely sounds very fun, and I haven't watched Tora ni Tsubasa, so I can't really say too much about the morning drama. I'm clearly not a morning person either. But, you know, I guess if Kenshi Yonezu was able to write music for a morning drama, I have to become a morning person now, right? Seems only fair.
Yeah, we have to give respect for, you know, changing into becoming a morning person or whatnot. But before we move on to our next song, we have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And I guess time to jump back into a 2024 countdown with another really amazing song that made headlines this year. We're coming in with Mrs. Green Apple's Lilac.
Number 8.
Let's go.
And you just heard Lilac by Mrs. Green Apple. They're a three-piece rock band that was formed in 2013, and they made their major debut 2 years after with their mini album Variety.
Lilac, or in Japanese, Radaku, is their ninth digital single and was written as the first opening for the anime Oblivion Battery. The song was officially released back in April.
The song reached number one on the Billboard Japan streaming chart and the Hot 100 chart, and reached number one on the Oricon weekly streaming chart. So, you know, again, lots of fans. And I think Mrs. Green Apple is definitely one of those household name bands. I'm personally a really, really big fan of Mrs. Green Apple. So, I mean, love to see their music making its way through the charts, as it always does, I think.
Yeah, even some of their more controversial songs, like earlier this year, Columbus, they still make titles, and you'll find them in every newspaper and music website. So, talking about their popularity, Lilac reached 100 million streams on its 10th week on the charts, making it Mrs. Green Apple's fastest song to reach that number. The song also won the Excellence Award at the 66th Japan Record Awards.
So, you know, again, tying back into it, there's no shortage of accolades to this song for good reason. I mean, again, I love Mrs. Green Apple. I think I'm just an extremely biased person when it comes to Japanese music. It's really helpful that we cover a lot of the bands that I love, because, you know, I get a chance to absolutely fangirl. And I mean, this song is one of my personal favorites. So again, nothing bad to say. I mean, are you a Mrs. Green Apple fan, Vicky?
Yeah, I am a fan. But this year, I think like the first half of this year was going pretty well until, you know, they released Columbus. So
yeah, right.
That was a big thing, that they had a controversial music video, but overall, still great music. They keep rolling.
Absolutely. I mean, nothing's really stopping Mrs. Green Apple from... I guess I hope they learned from, you know, all of it. But definitely, good music is good music, right?
Yeah, good music is good music. And talking about more good music, at 7, we have Trace of Light by Jin Hashino.
Number 7.
やがて消え去るのすべてを残さずに綺麗にいなくなり愛も傷も海の砂に混ざりキラキラ波間に反射する今のうちに 旅をしよう僕らは悲しみひらひら手を振る窓を開けて風に笑み意味なく生きては日差しを浴びている過去せなり雨足跡はいつしか止まるはず。それはまるで訳もなく輝くあなたの笑顔の意味と知る。あった寄せたまま願うことは黄昏の中に抱きしめる。
That was Trace of Light by Jin Hashino. So Jin Hashino began playing guitar and acting in junior high school. In 2000, he and his high school friends joined together to create the band Sake Rock. Although they disbanded in 2015, Jin continued to create music as a solo artist.
And on December 26, 2023, it was announced that he would be writing the ending theme song for the Spy X Family movie that came out the same day. And Trace of Light, also known as Y in English, was his first single in about 2.5 years.
Talking about two as, I guess, a lucky number over here, this was also his second collaboration with Spy X Family, as he had written the ending theme for the first season, Comedy, to which he said he wrote Trails of Light as a sequel. So, Sean, have you watched Spy X Family?
I most definitely have. I have watched season one, season two, I've watched the movie. You know, I'm a very dedicated Anya fan.
Mm-hmm.
She's truly one of my icons. Love it, love her. And love Gen Hoshino, who, you know, from his acting days, truly stands as the real Japanese icon in my heart.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, really put out some amazing music. And Trace of Light is just like the cherry on top of my love for Spy X Family too. So, you know, just the perfect crossover for me. What about you? Have you watched Spy X Family?
Yes, I have. My opinions are controversial. So if you like Spy X Family, don't fight me. I'm not going to say my controversial opinions, but I love Spy X Family. And this year was a very special year with collaborations with a certain very big convenience store chain. So if you happen to be in Japan and got to see the Spy X Family collaboration, I feel you. If you did not, well, I hope you get some Spy X Family merch your way.
Wow. I mean, I think the FOMO felt really real there. You know, just wishing I was there.
Well, let's, you know, fingers crossed 2025, hopefully more Spy X Family worldwide. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a quick announcement. So, you know, if you're enjoying this, if you're enjoying us talk about some of the best music from the J-pop scene, you can hear so much more if you join our Patreon Donors Club. If you want to hear up to double the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon Donors Club starting at only $1 a month. And for all the details, you can check out our website at jtop10.jp/club. And, you know, you can fangirl over amazing music with us too.
Mm-hmm. Please join us.
Absolutely. And now we are getting into our next song. And you know, when I talked about wishing I could have been in Japan for the Spy X Family collabs, you know, I wish I could see it. And I think Aimeon understands the sentiment because we're coming in with the next Aimeon song, Wish I Could See You But.
Number 6.
Ah.
And you just listened to Wish I Could See You But by Aimyon. So Aimyon began writing lyrics in junior high school and received an electric guitar not long after. So they made their lyricist and indie debut in 2015 before making her major debut the next year.
Fun fact, do you know who gave Aimyon their very first guitar?
I have no clue. Please go ahead.
Well, their English teacher or assistant language teacher, ALT, gave them their first guitar in her junior high school days.
Whoa, wow. I mean, we love to see the support that she got. Clearly, she was an amazing artist from the beginning.
Yeah, and although this teacher left Japan, talking about all Aimyon's influences, this song, Wish I Could See You Again, was released in May and is just such a beautiful song. It was released a month after the debut of the TV series for which the song is the theme song, Unmet Diary of a Brain Surgeon, which is a great TV series to watch.
I have not watched it, but definitely will. And you know, this song is Aimyon's 16th single, and it was featured on her fifth album, Jealous of a Cat, and it won the Drama Song Award at the 120th Television Drama Academy Award.
I'm an Aimyon fangirl. I don't know about yourself, but I'm very, very happy to see Aimyon in this list.
I am an absolute Aimyon fangirl as well. You know, no doubt she is my constant icon. Really, she just has such good music. I feel like I've said the word icon a little bit too much, but no, definitely Aimyon pulls through with amazing music all the time.
And if you feel like you are an icon or you know an icon, we have an announcement for you. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at NOLA, N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Well, we have another idol for you, Aiko, at number...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Five, we have Mutual Love by Aiko.
Number five.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Aiko's Mutual Love. Aiko is a singer-songwriter from Osaka who is a long-lasting name in the J-pop industry. She made her major debut in 1998 with the album Ashita, or Tomorrow. Since then, she has released many, many hit songs and won many awards for her music. Her music is always a staple at any karaoke bar in Japan.
And this song, Tsushi Suai, or Mutual Love, is her 45th single and was released back in May, about 6 months after her previous release.
The song was used as the theme song for the movie Detective Conan, The Million Dollar Pentagram, which was released in April. And I'm a Detective Conan fangirl. I don't know about yourself.
Absolutely, always. Detective Conan is iconic.
Do you know that there were Detective Conan special beef bowls earlier this year?
Really?
Yeah, at the national chain, we're going to name it Skia, they had a Detective Conan merch giveaway and special beef bowls based on Detective Conan. I had three of them. I won't weigh myself, but they were great. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm extremely jealous, you know, just sounds delicious.
I will mail you one. I'll mail you a beef bowl.
Extremely grateful for it. And, you know, as of now, the song's music video has over 60 million views on YouTube. So I guess, you know, the Detective Conan fans really came through. And again, such an amazing song, it'd be hard not to, right? I guess it's not just limited to the Detective Conan fans, because all Aiko fans, everyone just kind of came together in this beautiful crossover episode of Aiko and Detective Conan.
Plus, you also had food come together. So you have music, food, Detective Conan. You know, I think there's a certain word that starts with O to explain how my heart is feeling with love, you know?
I know, right? It's just, I think this artist also truly invokes this feeling in me as well, because my heart is just overflowing with love. And I have to say, Fujikaze really came through with this song, and we have Overflowing, or Michi Te Yuku by Fujikaze.
Overflowing.
Number 4.
Thank you. 走り出した午後も重ね合う日々も酒が抱く全て終わりが来るあの日のきらめきも淡いときめきもあれもこれもどこか降りてくるそれでよかったとこれでよかったと健やかに笑い合える日まで明けてゆく空も暮れてゆく空も僕らは越えてゆくああ変わりゆくものは仕方がない手を離す
And you just heard Michi Teyuku or Overflowing by Fujikaze. Now, he began his musical career after his father influenced him to upload piano covers of popular songs to YouTube when he was 12. Then he made his major debut with the music video for his debut single in 2020. And later this same year, he released his first album, Help Ever Hurt Never.
In 2020, he was chosen as one of Spotify's Early Noise 2020 artists, a list of artists that Spotify expected to make great strides during the year.
Spotify knew what was up.
Yeah, Spotify, Spotify knew, like, even with the other artists that were named Early Noise 2020 artists, which I'm biased, that list came true.
Yeah.
So, Fujikaze was also the first and the very first Japanese artist to be chosen as YouTube's Artist on the Rise, which introduced rising artists who were gaining popularity on the platform.
And, you know, for good reason. So this particular song, Overflowing, is the theme song for the movie April Come She Will. The song was released ahead of the movie on March 15th of this year and was Fujikaze's 12th digital single.
The music video for the song also released on the 15th and was directed by Tomozaku Komeda, who also directed the movie. But later in the year, Fujikaze had a great NPR performance, which I believe was filmed at the NHK Studios in Tokyo, and his rendition of Overflowing Live was beautiful. I'm not sure, Shana, did you watch his NPR performance?
I 100% did, and you're absolutely right. It was amazing. It was just... Okay, again, bias, Fujikaze, Shana, you know, that's just like three words that go together.
Yes.
But, oh my God, this man's vocals are just so solid. Oh, I love them. I love it.
And the piano in front of him, just like together, just beautiful.
Absolutely, right? It's just soulful melodies that come together to make... It's beautiful.
Talking about soulful melodies, I think we can say that it's some soul soup. So at number three, we have Soul Soup by Official Higedandism.
Number three.
Thank you.
That was Soul Soup by Official Hige Dandism. So, Official Hige Dandism is a four-person band formed in 2012. They made their indie debut in 2015 with the mini album Love and Peace Is Inside You, and their major debut single, No Doubt, came out in 2018.
So the song was written as the opening theme for Spy X Family Code Wife, the same movie where Trace of Light also debuted.
This is their second collaboration with Spy X Family, as they wrote the opening for the show's first season, Mixed Nuts.
I mean, one Official Hige Dan never fails to let us down. Is it never fails to not let us down? Oh my god, English is not Englishing. It happens when, you know, you're listening to good music. But, you know, oh god. You know, again, we love to see the Spy X Family Hige Dan crossover. I was a really big fan of Mixed Nuts. It was everywhere, constantly replaying in my head. It was one of those songs that was just stuck 24/7.
Same.
But wow, I really loved this song.
Hige Dan just serving again and again this year. So I don't think they released a single bad song this year.
I know. Hige Dan, again, I feel like I mentioned this, but like Hige Dan, extremely biased because they were one of the first Japanese bands I've listened to. So I think they can do no wrong. And they haven't done any wrong. I don't think I have not enjoyed any of their songs. They have a really solid musicality to them, and you know, really good music.
Absolutely agree.
And I think another band that, you know, has not let me down is Green Yellow Society, and they're up next on our list with their song Be a Flower.
Number 2.
Kimi no yami wa watashi
So you just listened to Be a Flower by Green Yellow Society. Now, Green Yellow Society is a four-person band that formed in 2012 as part of a music club in their high school. They made their major debut in 2018 with their third mini-album, Destination of Overflowing Water.
Be a Flower is the band's eighth single, and it was announced that it would be the theme for the anime The Apothecary Diaries on October 1st, 2023. The song was selected using a competition format.
So you know the song won its place at the table here.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was created with the theme of flowers blooming in the shade. And, you know, it was requested by the representatives of the anime that the song be catchy and addictive. Now, I don't know if you've seen The Apothecary Diaries, but I completely understand the sentiment of catchy and addictive, very in line with the anime. And I think this song just nailed it.
Absolutely agreed, because this song was stuck in my head. So it's like catchy to the max, you know?
Right. Okay, one thing I will say though is I love Green Yellow Society. Love their music, no doubt, right? Really great music. But their name in Japanese is one of my favorite things to say. And it's Ryokushoku Shakai. It's beautiful. It is, I think, peak Japanese naming.
And it just flows, you know?
It does. It's beautiful. We love to hear it. Ryokushoku Shakai, Be a Flower, just, you know, full circle moment. Because, okay, The Apothecary Diaries, I will say, is one of my favorite animes from the year. So if you haven't had a chance to watch it, please do before the year ends. Absolutely loved it. Okay, technically it wasn't this year, but I watched it this year, so it's my this year anime. Sorry guys, for all the people who watched it in 2023 on time, be proud of yourselves. But this is my this year anime recommendation for sure.
It counts, so that's what matters, you know?
Absolutely.
And talking about having a song caught in your head, we have for the top song this year, number one, Bling Bang Bang Born by Creepy Nuts.
Number one.
ハッキーしきる前に相手の方がバックれて暮らし明るける歯とのペリハッピー明らかに断トツでピカイチ相変わらずダッピしてる毎日プリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリンプリン Bam 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 b
That was Bling Bang Bang Born by Creepy Nuts. So they're a hip-hop unit that made their own label under Sony Music Entertainment called Creepers. And they made their major debut under the label with the album High School Debut, College Debut, all failed except major debut.
Now, Bling Bang Bang Born is their 14th digital single and was written as the opening of the second season of Mashle Magic and Muscles.
The song was released in January, with the creditless version of the opening being posted on YouTube on the same day. The video was viewed more than 10 million times, only 2 weeks after it had been posted.
And you know, the dance that was part of the opening movie became really popular on TikTok, so we love to see the internet doing what the internet does. And in January alone, the song had been played over 190 million times and reached number one on the iTunes charts in more than 10 countries. You know, this song has been the ultimate earworm song because I can, like, even when we just announced the name, I could hear the music playing in my head. I was like, yes, this is Bling Bang Bang Born. And Creepy Nuts, this was their year, honestly. They have come up with some of the best music, the most catchy music of the year, and can't wait to see what the next year brings for them.
Absolutely. Plus, talking about Creepy Nuts, if you haven't seen on YouTube, the video, The Guide to Creepy Nuts, is a must watch because I have a feeling that in 2025, we'll be hearing much more from them.
Well, I mean, we can't wait to kind of see it, but unfortunately, that is still 2025 and we have reached the end of our list. Now, this was a real walk through 2024's music for me. Absolutely loved it. We saw some of the greats of the J-pop scene. I just can't wait to see what 2025 holds for us.
We'll have to see if we'll have more Vocaloid crossovers, more Korean groups, K-pop, J-pop crossovers. I have a gut feeling that 2025 might just have some surprises in store.
But till then, while it is the end for Vicky and I and our little sojourn, our little journey through, you know, the music of 2024, never fear, because your journey with this podcast still has miles to go. And in our next episode, you can rock out to some J-rock where we feature Unison Square Garden for our brand new 2025 Artist of the Month episode hosted by Kuze and Connor in about a week from now. So with that being said, you know, we're kind of wrapping up our Japan Top 10s, Top 20 of 2024. Wow. So excited to see what the next year holds for us. And I'm sure it's going to be filled with lovely Japanese music and so much more, you know, exciting crossovers, like you said, Vicky. And I can't wait to see it.
Well, I'm excited to see it too, Shauna. And hopefully we'll have some new surprises in store.
But with that, I guess that is a goodbye from us.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.